Short Lecture, Skill 3. Boston Tea Party. Listen to part of a lecture in an American history class and answer the questions.
Okay, class, I know you must be up to your ears in history, but let's talk about another important event in American history called the Boston Tea Party. On the evening of December 16th, 1773, a group of American patriots went to the Boston Harbor. The men were dressed as Mohawk Indians and boarded three British vessels, the Beaver, the Eleanor, and the Dartmouth of the East Indian Company. After they boarded the docked ships, they dumped all the tea that was on the three ships, which amounted to 45 tons, or 342 chests, with a value of £10,000, into the ocean. You must be asking yourself why on earth these grown men would dump all that tea in the water. Let's back up and start from the beginning and discover what led to this interesting chapter in American history. It all began when the British East India Company had total control of the tea trade between India and the British colonies. To offset this domination of tea, the colonies would smuggle their tea in from Holland. As a result of the Tea Act of 1773, which was passed by Parliament to save the British East India Company from bankruptcy, the colonies refused to buy British tea. The Tea Act basically eliminated all taxes on tea and offered Americans tea at a lower price than that of colonial smugglers. This Tea Act was put in place to save the British East India Company from bankruptcy, but would cause the colonial smugglers to go out of business. Because the patriots feared the Tea Act would create an illegal monopoly, they discouraged people from importing tea. Fearing that some people would continue to buy their tea from the British East India Company because it was so cheap, the patriots took control by taking matters into their own hands. The patriots decided to reject tea shipments, and they demanded that tea ships be permitted to return to England without paying the duty required by law. Over 5,000 townspeople of Boston and surrounding towns gathered at Old South Meeting House to beg the governor to send the ships back to England. However, the governor refused, and it was on the night of December 16th that 60 men, dressed as Mohawk Indians, went over to the Boston Harbor and boarded the ships and dumped the tea into the Boston Harbor. Needless to say, Parliament was furious and reacted by closing the Boston Harbor. This event was just the beginning of a long clash between England and the colonies.
Number 1. What is the main topic of the lecture? Number 2. According to the lecture, which of the following is the main problem of the Tea Act?